Willie Jackson is with us after yesterday's gathering in the Hutt Valley. We touched on that with Claudette earlier. But he's actually being farewelled by Te Puni Kōkiri, so he's waiting to go in and get himself a feed soon. Slightly disappointing, but also in a way acknowledging effort in that area. Thanks for joining us. Willie, tēnā koe. Tell us about your relationship with TPK and how you're feeling that staff are gathering to acknowledge your contribution as you step aside from that role, Willie J.
Oh, well, it's been an honour to have been the Minister for Māori Development, Māori Affairs, and as it was known in the past, but it's been a great honour over the last 3 years, and very nice, I suppose, of them to put on a little bit of a acknowledgement and farewell, which will be happening at 10:30, and they'll just go through a number of the kaupapa and initiatives that we've been able to up and get going over the last 3 years, and have a bit of a mihi mihi and say la vie, that's it. So it's been an honour. Great CEO there with Dave Samuels, and it's just been great, you know, for myself, because all of my working life I've advanced, I suppose, Māori initiatives, and so I did think about when I came back into politics, I thought it would be a great opportunity to get that ministerial role, because it's been my passion, you know, kaupapa Māori, advancing Māori initiatives, whether it's in the Māori radio area, Māori development area, you know, whānau ora area, Māori radio, Māori TV. So to have had that opportunity now for the last 3 years, it's just been great. And we're in this time now where they'll form that new government, I suppose, in the next week or two. Well, we'll see. Just a chance to say, hey, this is what you guys did. This is what you did, you and your crew, and this is what we should celebrate. And they're saying thanks very much. So I'm very humbled by that. And I'll take my little team in, Mike Tukaki, in with me. He's been my main man as an advisor, Bronson Watsi. They've been terrific. And my personal, I've had my executive Secretary Otene Whareda, and they've been an integral part of my my mahi over the last few years.
Tēnā koe. It's a bit bittersweet, though, isn't it? Because we're a little unsure of what might happen with some of these Māori initiatives. There's a lot of threats towards Māori development that have been sort of put forward. The dismantling of Te Aka Whaiora, as an example, even the future of TPK, I suppose, is a little bit up in the air, depending on the approach that this new government takes. Do you sense TPK is in the firing line for change too?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that's what Seymour's talking about. I don't think you'll get any nonsense from Winston and Shane on this, because they are old style. They come from Winston's a former minister of Māori Affairs, so I'll be surprised really if there was any strategy or attack on TPK, given Winston and Shane being there, and also I think National will respect the history in terms of TPK serving our people, particularly at regional level, Dale. So, they've looked after their whole economic side and treaty side. They've been just brilliant. So, I don't sense that there'll be any movement there. But Seymour's a dangerous one. He's talked about it, and he may well go after Te Ara Whiti more than TPK, because Te Ara Whiti is just a new grouping or agency in the last 5 years. That would be disappointing, but that's what you can expect from someone like him.
Well, he says he just wants to have a debate, but that's a familiar line from David Seymour. Yesterday, you said that there's a mood that could involve, and I stress the could, you know, civil disobedience from our people if this occurs, and that some of our people would be prepared to go to war. I mean, this is the terminology, I think, if I'm paraphrasing you accurately enough, Willie, that raised the eyebrows of media, who then went to Seymour. Do you regret having used that terminology, or was, are you comfortable with how you represented yourself when that question was posed to you?
I'm sick of sensitivities amongst the media. But they like, you know, I'm sick of his sensitivity. But don't they like hearing things straight? Why the hell would I regret telling them? Why the hell would I regret saying anything that is designed to help our country? You know, why would I feel any regret about you know, saying, oh, well, you know, if you don't give some warnings, then you can't moan that you weren't warned, can you? You know, this is not an area that we want to happen, you know. But they got to understand the emotions that people have. The problem is they think that everybody can act like them. I know how I can act, but I'm not. I don't. But I also know how others would act and the types of emotions that these sort of ideas evoke. Not everybody's going to act nice and you know, and reasonably go, oh, okay, well, that's your idea. Well, let's debate that, David. That's not how the real world acts. And so I'm just giving warnings on what people are saying and feeling, Dale. I'm not trying to encourage that. I'm just saying you want this to erupt. So why the hell would I regret just being frank and just saying, don't provoke this. We've seen terrible civil unrest in this country before, Dale, and I don't want to see it again. Let's not turn it around on me for giving a warning that anybody who's been involved with our people, who's been involved in protests, who was involved in Foreshore and Seabed, knows will happen. What do you want me to say? Oh, it'll be all okay, and it's all be fine. Or Māori will take it on the chin. Is that what you want me to say, Dale? Or, you know, come on.
I can't influence what you say at all, Willie Jackson. I haven't been able to over the years either.
But we'll be okay. Yeah, everybody's, we'll just debate this. You know, and I know how upsetting this is to a
people. Look, it resonated with me because both you and I were part of the hikoi on the foreshore and seabed. Both you and I have seen our people arc up before, and so I understand where you were coming from, and that's your style, and that's okay.
They should be saying thank you, Willie Jackson. That's what they should be saying, thank you, because we didn't actually know that Māori would feel this badly. Of course Māori would feel badly when you've used the system, when you've mortgaged your house like Graham Latimer did, O'Regan and them did. When people gave their lives to change the system and utilise the system, and then the rules change again, it would be just catastrophic for our people. And that's why I know that, I mean, I would protest. I'm certainly a person, and many wouldn't go to violence, but you just wouldn't trust others to go that way because the others to act, it just would just be too hard to manage, I would say, because it would cut so deep to the hearts of our people, and it would be such a vote of disrespect against the people that, you know, they just must not even contemplate it. And that's why I said, too, Dale, that people like Luxon and Winston should put the Seymour on the right track. You know, I mean, I know Winston said this and that or whatever, but he's a long time, he's a veteran, and he's been a Minister of Māori Affairs. He knows his people better than most. So they just want to put Seymour on the right track here, rather than go down this idiot, nonsensical line that is just a dangerous path to go. And I'm just all I'm doing is warning people, warning them. Don't even risk it and just kick it out. Kick it for touch.
Thanks very much, Willie. All the best with the gathering later this morning, and looking forward to talking with you going forward. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, brother.